There are over 7 billion people in this world. Not everyone is going to like you. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, our good friend Evan Carmichael reminds us that haters gonna hate. It's just what they do. Then he shares some thoughts with us about how to deal with them. Haters gonna hate, y'all. Enjoy.
So let's start your day off right together. Grab your coffee and sip on today's message. Just be you.
As I reached a point in my career, I was tired of trying to be something I wasn't.
Wow.
So I was told at that time, listen, you can't talk about wrestling. You can't go by The Rock. You can't be as big. You can't. Yeah, it was a lot of things like that. So finally, I reached a point where I said, all right, 2 things have to happen. I'm going to surround myself with a different group of people, different management. And then I'm going to make sure that I just got to be me.
Right.
Be me. And if you want to call me Rock, you call me Rock.
Right.
I'm going to get in the gym.
Because we didn't know. Because I was like, should I call him?
No. Yes, of course.
No more Rock.
No, it's always Rock.
Being you will upset some people, but it's essential to your success that you are okay with that. You are not willing to actually be yourself and actually bring yourself to your business because you are afraid of upsetting somebody in your life. Maybe it's your mom who wants you to join the family business. Maybe it's your dad who wants you to have a successful career and go be an accountant. Maybe it's your friends who think if you move away and you become a success, then you will be a sellout. With success comes a lot of people that will love you and some people that will hate you. And if you are not willing to accept that not everyone will love you, then you will never do anything special with your business. So I recently came back from LA where I was doing a speech at a video marketing event. And at the end of the evenings, I was always invited to go out to the VIP dinners and the go-karting, all the fun activities. And I didn't really want to do that, not because I'm better than anybody else, just because I'm introverted and I didn't like going to big parties and I don't like being away from the hotel for too long. And I just don't like big group events. And so I politely said no. And I went to dinner by myself and grabbed a Subway sandwich and came back to the hotel and ate in the lobby and engaged with the people who were there at the event one-on-one until 2:30, 3 o'clock every single morning. And it was the best. An earlier version of me would have been sad about that, would have made myself go to those events, would have not liked myself for going to those events because I wasn't willing to accept that I'm an introvert and I need time for myself and I don't like doing big group parties and events. And when I fully accepted that and started living that, that's when more great things started actually happening to me. That's when that event in LA became one of the greatest events of this year for me because of all the people I was able to help. Where if I went to the big group events and sat in the corner and was upset or depressed, it wouldn't have really led to a lot of success for me or the people around me. Now, not everybody may have liked that. Maybe some people expected me to go. A lot of people probably expected me to go. All the other speakers were going. Maybe some people would be upset about that. And maybe they call me out or they talk negatively about me. I don't think that's the majority of people. And maybe that didn't happen with anybody. But it wouldn't surprise me if some people were upset or hurt that I didn't go to the events. And it wasn't my intention to hurt people. It's just me being me. And by me being me, a lot of people benefit from that. And some people will not benefit and not be happy about it. But if I'm unwilling to go off and be me and do what I do and do what I love, because I'm worried about 2 or 3 people's opinions and them being hurt or upset by it or not understanding it, then it means that I'm not able to go off and impact hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. So you have to do you. Otherwise, you'll never have the impact you want to have and you'll never be happy. Okay, so the next bit of advice becomes, how do you do it? Because the most common piece of advice for a lot of people is just be you. But how do I do that? How do I figure out what that is? How do I get the courage and strength to be able to do it? I'm going to give you 3 tips that will help. Number one is figure out what your one word is. Figure out what your one word is. Your one word is your most important core value. And this becomes the rock that you stand on. When somebody wants you to do something that you don't believe in, when somebody has an opinion that you don't quite agree with, if you don't know what you stand for, then it's easy to be swayed by other people's thoughts and opinions. But when you are rock solid, when you know this is who I am, this is what I'm all about, this is my most important core value, then it's harder for people to push you off of it. But if it's something else that I'm not as certain in, or if I didn't have believe as my one word and I didn't know what it was, then it'd be easy for me to doubt myself. It'd be easy for me to think, huh, maybe this person's right. And if you're constantly living your life based off of other people's opinions, judgments, values, then you're never actually doing your thing and you feel pulled in a million different directions. And so step number one for me is self-awareness and figuring out what is your single most important one word core value. Step two is identify the biggest change. What is the single biggest change that you need to make between being the person who you pretend to be, or the person who you maybe like to show that you are, versus the person that you actually are? What is that single biggest change? And so for me, it was exposing that I'm an introvert and saying no to going to those events and saying no to the dinners and the go-karts, and then even taking out my phone and making a video on the streets of LA saying, guys, I'm having an introvert moment and I just feel like being by myself for now. And that video that I posted on Instagram and also on YouTube ended up being one of the best performing videos on my Instagram channel. The people really resonated with it and said, thank you for giving me the permission to be introverted as well. I really resonate with what you're saying. And so step two is to figure out what is that single biggest change of the person that you know you are, but you're not expressing yet. You have to figure that out. And then step three is to ignore the little man, that you have to go in on that thing. If you know in your heart that there's something inside you that should be expressed, but you're afraid to do it because of somebody else's opinion, I call that the little man. The little man is the person that tells you all the reasons why you're not going to win, all the reasons why your ideas suck and why you suck and why it's never going to happen for you. That's the little man, the haters, the naysayers, the non-believers, those people in your life. You have to be able to ignore them. You have to be able to do the thing, summon the strength to do the thing that you're afraid to do, to put yourself out there, to be the introvert or to be the whatever it is for you, and embrace that that's who you are. You found your one word, you figured out what the biggest thing is that you need to change, and then you need to go off and express it and ignore what the people around you are saying, because net, most of the people will love you. Most of the people will embrace you, and there'll be a vocal minority of people who won't like you, who will say that that's stupid, who won't believe in you, who say you're never going to make it, who say that's a really stupid idea. They just won't buy into what you're doing, and that's okay.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.